is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Hope you're having a great Thursday. We got so much going on today. It's Sylvie live from the Cancer Bunker up north in the suburbs. And we've got producer Cam up in the Twitch channel, It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
Yes.
I could see Black. I could see Abdallah. I could see Miller Lite. And I could see Waddle in there as well. Waddle is on vacation. He will be back on Monday. He's probably thanking himself for taking this vacation when he's taking it, because he probably would not want to be around any of us today, as he would like to call it, for lack of comportment. But we've got a lot to get to, including when we should make our response, and respond we will, to the new morning show today, Cap and Jonathan Hood. And you guys think we should just wait on this just a little bit and talk a little Bears to start.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got stuff to get to. You know, this is a big game for the Bears. I think we've all put down a wager. I don't know if Black has officially put down a wager.
I know he's leaning
Bears. Yeah. He's leaning Bears.
Heavy lean.
But you and I, Sylvie, have definitely put down our hard-earned dollars on the Bears. Plus 220 on the money line is what I got them at. You know, they might be in a teaser. Who knows? They might be wrapping up a late game teaser for me as well, depending on how the weekend goes and how I'm chasing on a Monday night game. But yeah, all three of us believe that the Bears will improve to 6-1. And I believe if one G. Thomas Waddle was in the building as well, he would also believe that the Bears can improve to 6-1. And then you're like, listen, 5-1 is real. 6-1 is legit. Like 6-1 becomes a legitimate playoff contender with more than just a first round. Like more, you're like, you're looking for more at that point. And I think we have that. I think we have Tony La Russa is interviewed yesterday with the White Sox.
All important stuff to get
to,
right? Our buddy Bruce Levine was reporting that.
John Heyman is reporting that Alex Cora is the favorite to get the Red Sox job again. So, you know, that's another guy that the White Sox aren't going to have. So, you know, is Tony La Russa going to be the only choice that's available?
No.
It's a big day for Cubs fans. It's a big day for Cubs fans out there. What else do we got? We got what's
at stake.
We got a lot going on, Waddle's World.
You're right. We may not have time to actually get to. We may not. You know what? Let me start the show again from the Cancer Bunker. Look, we have so much to get to today. Our response may happen tomorrow or maybe never. But, yeah, you're right. Abdallah, you bring up a really good point. Maybe we just don't have time. We don't have the time. We don't have the time.
Well, we've got a lot of important issues to attack here on the show today.
So, look, I looked at the line last night. I remember someone brought it up on the show. Maybe it was yesterday or maybe it was the day before. And someone was bringing up, I think it was you guys, saying, have you seen what the Bears line has done?
Yeah.
And it went down to +6. They are now a 6-point dog. And I did both. I don't know if that's good gambling or bad gambling, but I think there is a chance that they win this game. And I certainly love their chances with the 6 points. So I did a little of both. As much talk as we've been saying about, look, the offense has to improve. The offensive line has been questionable. There are things this team needs to improve with the play calling. I like them getting the 6 points, considering how close these teams have played. Carmen and Yurko were going after how bad Jared Goff has played against the Bears. Actually, Mitch Trubisky, believe it or not, in the last two games, has a better quarterback rating against the Rams than even Jared Goff has against the Bears defense. So they're giving us points. I'm going to take it.
Well, this is how you have to look at it. As a wise gambler, which I'm not, if you believe they'll cover the 6, you bet the 6, obviously. And then because it's +220 and you want more of a rooting interest as a fan, you just do a little sprinkle. I will give you this. The Bears are 4-1 against the spread as an underdog this season. They are 3-0 against the spread as an away underdog, which They are this week on Monday night. They are away. They are a dog. And so right now, I look at it, and I believe when Doug Kazarian joins us tomorrow, if you just look at the sheer numbers of it, the Bears' record against the spread as a dog, the Bears' record against the spread on the road, it is a good bet to bet the plus six. Like, it is just a good number to have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember a time, even in games where the Bears have been blown out, where the score wasn't actually close in the end. Waddle's made a point of bringing this up constantly. Like, they're really good. And in the Atlanta game, they came back again, and they won that game. But even in games they don't win, they usually have a tendency to score to make the game look closer. The Patriots game from 2 years ago, remember that? Kevin White came a yard away from scoring the tying touchdown or something like that. I think they keep it close. And 6 points, and what's the – did you mention the total, too?
It's 45 right now.
And don't they always say in a low total, and that's low yeah. for these types of games, a bigger spread is usually something that you look at for really, really good value. Now, I'm still no expert when it comes to this, but I've got a good feeling about the Bears. I don't love the Bears when they're the favorite. I do like them usually when they're a dog, especially under Matt Nagy, and I like them in this spot against the Rams.
And Sylvie, I'm with you on this because it also sets up this situation, right? Like, this team has been kind of talked about as if they're a phony 5-1. That's been the national conversation. It's been the conversation here in town. A lot of people in this city do not believe in the Chicago Bears. So I'm with you. When you're getting 6 points with the over-under at 45, you're on the road with a team that you could argue is a better team, but I don't think 6 points is the difference here in this contest. I think it's a low-scoring, close football game, and I think I agree with you and Adam that the Bears can win this football game. It's up to the offense. We've talked about it for the last week now. Can they improve enough? They've had a little extra time here. Now you see what they did against the Panthers. Can they run the football against the Rams? Can they throw down the field? And can Nick Foles win a football game against a quarterback who he's comparable with?
Yeah.
You know, Goff is not a quarterback that we roll into this matchup saying, oh, man, the Rams absolutely have the better quarterback.
No.
I think it's a toss-up in this contest, so right. It's up for the Bears to play well and win the football game.
I think Mitch is like Jared Goff light. You know what I mean? Like, Jared Goff is better than Mitch was, but I wouldn't pay Jared Goff. They did. I wouldn't. It goes against everything that Meller and I have said to Waddle for a long time regarding paying quarterbacks. I'd rather be in the situation with just a replacement level quarterback like Nick Foles. And now look, I don't have a lot of faith that this regime is going to get a quarterback, but overpaying guys like Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, on and on with some of these guys, these middle of the road guys, just because it, quote, beats starting over, or what else are the other options? I never want to be hamstrung by just a middle-of-the-road quarterback and have to worry about my salary cap. And I think Cousins and Jared Goff are very, very similar regarding that. So, and it, like, the fakeness, too, like, here's one thing I don't like. I think it's okay to look at the Bears and to say, are they good enough going forward to advance far in the postseason and win a Super Bowl with this offense? How do we get them better? How do they get better? What are they doing to improve? How do they block it up better? How do they commit to the run? But when you say that they're a fake 5-1, like, who cares? Like, all the you rack up as many wins as possible, you rack up as much belief as possible, and like we've said, it bides them time to fix the issue now. Now, can they? There's a different story between, are they good enough to get this thing righted offensively to really step on the gas come December versus, well, are they really 5-1? Yes, they're really 5-1. It doesn't matter. There are no power rankings. There's no beauty contest. This isn't college football. There's no committee that is analyzing things week to week on ESPN, and you have to worry about jumping up 8 spots. You don't have to worry about jumping up any spot. You just have to keep winning. The question becomes, will you become legitimate enough offensively to balance with this defense to be a true contender to win a championship?
Like, is it disrespectful that they're not higher in the ESPN power rankings?
Don't care.
It's disrespectful.
It doesn't matter. They're the second seed in the NFC right now.
It doesn't matter. No, let me finish. It doesn't matter to me. Is it disrespectful? Yeah, it's disrespectful. But it doesn't affect me at all because I know the Bears are 5-1. I know that they have a chance to be 6-1. And looking at their schedule, it's getting easier and easier because the Vikings are making trades now. And the schedule is looking more in favor of the Bears. And even, I was talking to my dad about this yesterday. He was like, someone says they're not going to win more than two games. I'm like, what is this person watching? If they go 5-5 in their next 10 games,
math.
That's 10 wins. That's 10 wins right there. That's a playoff spot. And now, like I said, you have more, like now we're getting more and more expectations from this team. Now it's not just, okay, make the playoffs and everyone's safe. Now it's, you better win a game in the playoffs this time once you get there because everything is lining up. The defense is just as good, minus the takeaways, that they were 2 years ago. You have better quarterback play. Your kicker's making 50-yard field goals.
Sylvie, let me ask you this question.
I'm not in with you. Like, I just don't believe that's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you laid it out yesterday that you're not in love with this team. I get it. When you look at this team, this game against the Rams, would it surprise you if they got blown out? Say,
yes,
34-6?
It would shock me.
Same. So, like, I think we all agree that even if some say the 5-1 is flimsy or phony or fake or whatever you want to use, we think that this is a pretty good team. So, like, I'm not going to fully change my opinion if they lose to the Rams in a close, tough ball game. I still think they're a pretty good football team. Now, I will start to change and look at them a little bit differently if they go to L.A. and get blown out, right?
If the Rams just
run up the score on them, they can't do anything offensively, and the defense is getting ripped apart, then I think you're right, Sylvie. We can look at this and kind of say, it is a bit flimsy. It is a bit phony. You beat the Lions in a comeback game that they should have won and all these different things that add up. But Abdallah's point is true. Right now, it's a numbers game. Got 10 games left. You win half, you're winning 10 games this season. Right. That's pretty good.
It could be rocky along the way with 5 losses, 5-5, but that gets you to 10-6. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
I feel like the next 10 will be a roller coaster. I think they're going to win some games, but I know they're going to lose some games, and I know there are going to be some tough times. I want to see them, like Waddle has been saying, over these next 10, show me that you can scheme offenses. Show me that Nick Foles can do it here. Show me that guys can take the next step in the run game and we can block it up better. So that's what I need to see. 312-332-3776. All right, I can't hold back anymore. I'm going to give you background on what happened here in the last 24 hours because a lot of people are tweeting, well, what are you guys alluding to? What are you guys talking about? People in the Twitch channel, you can listen. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. We will give you background why there is beef between shows here and why the attacks this morning were unwarranted, completely unwarranted.
Low blows.
I thought we were friends.
Nah, it's cool.
No, I thought we were unified. I thought we were walking. I thought we were
teammates.
We were bringing people together.
And
getting books for people.
Are we
not
wearing half jerseys anymore? Are we not wearing half jerseys?
And yeah, I mean, and I'm pissed. And we'll get to it next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
The phone number to react is 312-332-3776. Welcome to everyone on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000. I got text messages at like 7:02 this morning. I think the first one was from somebody at the radio station, and they just wrote, "And so it begins." And then I didn't get out of bed, actually, till about 8. So I missed the whole
sleeping
first
late
hour.
In the bunker.
Ah, me too.
Sleeping late in the bunker.
Yeah.
I think our show wake-up call is at 8, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So my alarm goes off at like 7:45, but I don't actually get out of bed till like 8.
They do this on the morning show. The nap, do you guys take a nap?
I don't nap.
But we all get
usually
up at
during
eight.
Waddle's World. But.
Yeah, I'm usually right. I'm usually up a little earlier, but like foggy.
Nap.
So I stay in the bed until about 8, and then you know now the kids are e-learning. Their day doesn't start until like I think announcements are like at 8:30 or 8:40.
What
but
are they
then
announcing?
They do.
Does
they
the kid
do
get on the little
announcements?
Intercom?
Hello, everybody. We're still not back at school.
Lunch today is whatever your mom makes you.
Whatever you want to do.
Nap? Yeah. Nap?
By the way, my wife is furious at the PE teacher, too. Do you know for our first grader, the PE teacher, like, left them, here's what they're doing virtually PE. 20 lunges, 25 push-ups, 25 sit-ups, and, like, something else. And she's like, this is a good workout for us. This kid, he's 6 years old. 25 push-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who can do 25 push-ups in a six-year-old?
Do you follow Jared Payton on Instagram?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you see, like, what his kid does?
Oh,
his kid's a little monster.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a professional baseball player.
That kid's going to be a professional any sport.
Right.
Like, but that's what you got to train those kids young.
But that's goat jeans right there. When you get goat jeans, you know.
I'm surprised the PE teachers go just do a couple laps around the house.
Yeah, do it. 25 push-ups.
Shovel the driveway. That'll be the winter one.
You're six. 25 push-ups. So anyway, we're waking up, and I got text messages, and I hate this. When you look at the phone, and the next thing you know, you're being challenged to a fight. You know, this happened with Gordon Whitmire a few weeks ago, and you hate it at the beginning, and you see all the mentions, and you're like, oh, crap, I got to do this today. And then as the day goes on, it's like, all right, let's get it on. But I don't – here's the beginning part. Let's start in the beginning for those who aren't aware. Cap is mad at us, or me, or you guys, and Waddle's not involved in this. And all we did is play audio from an opinion that he made on his radio show. Okay? Let's get the basics out of the way here. We have somebody who hosts a radio show who does our morning show. He's on 7 to 10 every day. And he's mad at us for replaying opinions that he made on his own radio show. All the greats, this is the exact same way they operate. When Stephen A. goes on First Take, you know he tells his producer the next day, don't you dare play my opinions ever again. I'm embarrassed by what I said. You know Greeny is going on. Get up and saying to the other people around ESPN, don't ever play my opinions. How dare you ever play my opinions? So, right, Black Abdallah, do I have this right?
Yeah.
This fight and this beef, as the kids like to say, is all about us playing his opinions about the quarterback of the number one team in town.
Yeah, so basically he went all in on Mitch. And then Mitch was bad, so he apologized to all the dogs and cats and fish and humans out there. And then
he jumped back on to Mitch.
And then people were like, what are you doing? He's your guy. And he's like, no, you're right. He's my guy. Double down.
Yeah.
So he doubled down, take that. And then
he told everyone on his own show, you can never play that segment again.
Yes. And then
confirmed. Then
he said he's a bust yesterday. So we're like, okay, he's a bust.
Okay, this is newsworthy for his biggest fan to bring up, to admit again he's wrong and he's a bust. So they made a big deal out of it, playing the breaking news sounder. And so then we played the banned audio. And why anyone would ban their own audio of an opinion they made on their own show?
Well.
And then, could we play this? Because I missed the beginning of the show. So he's mad at us. He's mad at me. He's mad at Black and Abdallah, the two guys from Libertyville. And here's the way he started his own show today.
Hey, good morning. Welcome in to Cap and J Hood, ESPN 1000. He's Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. Danny Zetterman, Jeff Meller, J.R. Strauss. We're here every day, 7 until 10. And then we also work afternoons probably 3.5 of the 5 days because we program their show. And then the two dudes at Libertyville can't fill 2 hours, so they have to play our audio and use me as a topic because they can't fill 2 hours. So keep grinding, boys.
Okay. So and he went with that most of the day today, right? That we programmed.
Yeah, so that was
that
his.
He programs.
It was a rinse repeat show. Deal. It was basically his one line, his one shot at all of us. And he just continued to go back to it. You know, it's the same way you hear him say, take that, or his Trubisky thoughts, or the soup du jour is for
and
a cat.
For the sake of the truth. So the truth is out there. And I'm going to move over so the people on Twitch, twitch.tv.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to get up?
For the sake of the truth. For the sake of the truth. The truth is this. Yesterday, we put a poll out. Sylvie put a poll, Toyota Twitter poll. Get a Toyota. whether or not we should play it. Overwhelmingly, yes. 99.9% yes. That's not factually correct. Like 96% yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
96.8%.
So we played it at 4:50. We didn't talk about him from 2 to 4:45, or from 5 when Wilbon. Did we play it for Wilbon, Sylvie?
We did not.
Did we play it for Gian Greco?
Nope.
Okay. So we played it. We did a 10-minute segment on it, and then the two dudes from Libertyville talked about hot sauce for 45 minutes on last night's show. Not once did we play any audio from Cap. Not once did we do any play any dogs or cat or fish or anything like that. We talked about it for 10 minutes. And all he could say today was that he took over the whole show. He programmed our whole show today. He's talking about yellow pads and filling up the pads. And we're next.
Sylvia, it sounds like we actually programmed his show today.
I feel like if you spent the entire time talking about us, who did the programming? Who's programming the programmers?
Now, look, I appreciate your backup, but I got to say that he's right in this case. I appreciate the backup, but he's right. He programs our show. He does. I take everything that he says because he's so good, and then I use it all for 4 hours of this show. My secret is out there, and there's a few reasons why that. There is nobody on this radio station. First of all, he's awesome. There's nobody on this radio station who could take any topic, whether it be about the Bears and Mitch Trubisky, whether it be about the Chicago Bulls and their rebuild, whether it could be about the Cubs and Theo, and in just mere seconds, make it about themselves. There's nobody on this radio station who can take any topic on any sport and turn it into themselves in 8 seconds like Cap. That's why I program my show. By the way, guys, do you know why else I program my show around Cap?
Huh.
There is nobody who has the ability to work out harder physically. You know, have you seen this? Do you guys know that he lifts weights?
Big gains.
Big gains. Lifting.
Big gains.
Eats right.
Yeah.
He walks. Uh-huh. There's nobody that I know who lifts more weights,
right,
who works out harder than Cap.
Big gains.
And has more of a pear-shaped body than David Kaplan.
I've seen
that. That's why I allow him to program the show.
Have you seen his basement?
Him.
He's got a full gym in the basement. Full gym.
It's really
full
nice.
Gym. And a spotter on retainer.
And nobody remains as chunky as him. And that's an admirable quality. Nobody, look, you got to be present, right? Isn't that the thing? Be present. Be present. There is nobody more present for crosstalk at 10 o'clock every morning while being in 7 other places mentally like David Kaplan.
Facts.
And that, for those reasons, I say to myself, get me the podcast. Boys, get me the podcast. I gotta let that guy program the show. Let me tell you this too, personally. Let me take you off the talk show thing, and open book. We're all open books. Doesn't Cap say that he's more open than anybody on this radio station?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is nobody who brought me more breakfasts during my journey who patted themselves on the back quicker than David Kaplan. Nobody more breakfast than anybody brought me who could turn around and extend their arm to pat themselves on the back. Did you hear? I brought Sylvie breakfast.
Now, Sylvie, when he brought
that's
you
why
breakfast,
I take all of his
yeah,
stuff, write
it's
it down
true.
On the yellow pad it's and true. Say, I got to be like Cap.
Do you have one of those like little slidey like eye slidey things for your door for the bunker? So when he comes to the bunker, as he said today that his friend who has just announced that he is in remission from cancer and his immune system is the weakest it's ever been is in his cancer bunker. Do you have one of those like little slits for the eyes that like you open it up, you see who it is, and then maybe one down like a dog door where he can slide the breakfast through as he brings you as he climbs the mountaintop to the bunker and to give you your breakfast high atop
well,
the bunker
you know it.
So you don't
the window look the,
win-
the windows are blacked out, there's no sunlight, there's a couple of slits, I get no information down in the cancer bunker. Well, when did he do we have that, by the way, because I still haven't heard that.
Yes. So let's.
Do you want to play that next?
Yeah, coming up next.
I'm not
there's
done.
More,
I'm
there's
not.
More, you know, Sylvie, there's actually more from the first segment of Cap's show
okay,
that
good.
He was programming
that.
For our show. So,
okay, yeah. So I admit, I have more reasons why I let Cap program our show. More coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
All right, having some fun with the morning show. Those guys do awesome work every morning, 7 to 10. Cap and Jonathan Hood, 312-332-3776. If you'd like to get in on the fun, where were we, boys?
Sylvie, we were waiting for Cap to program this segment, 235, here on ESPN 1000. And actually, if we go back to his opening segment, his opening remarks.
Right.
The guys played what we played yesterday here on the show, on this show, for Cap to hear. And from what I was told on the Twitch chat, people watching, they could tell he was not happy with the audio that we played here on the show yesterday. So here's the reaction.
And the audio that we played yesterday was just simply about him after the Philly game saying that he was wrong about Trubisky, like any host would do when you eat crow. We all make statements, right? I mean, we're in this business. We make some stupid statements. I thought Tyrus Thomas was going to be better than LaMarcus Aldridge. I thought it was a good pick.
Yeah.
I was stupid. I was wrong. I once ate an actual bird on this show because I said that the Bulls in 2010, 2011 could not get the number one seed. Remember when the Heat had the big three in the first year together? Go, no way. No way. The Bulls will not win the number one seed. They got the number one seed. I had Todd Stein in the studio, and I had Crow. We make statements. We can't be right all the time. So we say, look, we're not know-it-alls. We don't have the answers. So when we're wrong, we admit we're wrong. Most of us on the radio station, there are others who make big proclamations and talk smack for two years. And every person who calls in to dispute the person's opinion, and they say, well, I don't agree with your opinion, and he just yells, take that, take that. And he just puts a few words and cliches together, followed by take that. Hey, do you know they sell gasoline at the gas station? Take that. And then he just tells everyone they're wrong, and he talks smack. But then when everyone wants to talk smack in return after 2 years of him talking smack that he had receipts and Mitch was going to be awesome mm-hmm. and everything like that, when we simply just want to say, look, the guy who had blinders on who thought that Mitch couldn't fail because Ryan Pace went out to dinner one day because he was a sugar daddy and bought him dinner, and Pace told him exactly what to say on the air that he couldn't handle hearing his own statement back on the radio. So I have that right. All we did was play his opinion on the quarterback of the Bears on our show. Yes?
Correct. Correct. Okay. We were also told
all right,
that
pick it up from there.
Yeah.
I just
yeah,
wanted also, to make sure I was following.
Collectively, we were told it's not going to end well for us.
Right.
So that,
threats.
That,
right.
Yeah, that happened a lot. So they played the audio of us for Cap. Here is the reaction, the moment the audio of us stopped this morning.
So there it was on Waddle and Silva yesterday.
I got a lot of questions because I wasn't part of the company very often. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of questions, so maybe you can help me out and understand a lot of this.
Like, fire away.
Well, I mean, so they say that you, Chris said that you pushed Boyle out of there. You pushed him out of the way?
First of all, the show was called Cap. Cap and Company.
Oh, I see.
And I said, here's the deal. I've got something I want to say, so get the H out of my way. Period.
Yeah.
If you came in here today and said, hey, man, I got an opening monologue. I want, just give me 2 minutes and get out of my way. I'd be like, have the floor.
Yeah. All right. So you pushed my way. Then they talked about banned audio. First of all, I'm not familiar with this term, banned audio.
Right.
Was that audio banned for real?
All I said was that Black couldn't play it. I didn't say the rest of the station couldn't. I don't have that type of ability.
Danny, you were here for the
but
show.
But I told Danny and Chris not to play it.
He didn't tell us. He emphatically demanded that audio not be played. it was Chris saying it was banned audio is fair, Cappy. I have to be honest. That day that Chris had it cut up and ready to play, you emphatically and emotionally let us know that that would not be played.
Yeah, I basically told you to go F yourselves. But I never said anything about the rest of the station. Never. I don't have that ability. Plus, what would they do in the afternoons if they didn't have stuff of our show to play?
Oh. There's a lot of you on the show
yesterday.
We got
one dude hiding up in his bunker in the suburbs.
That's not Waddle you're talking about now. You're talking about, you think Sylvie's in the bunker.
Sylvie's in his bunker.
Yeah.
Got Waddle who can't keep his shirt on.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the two dudes at Libertyville at night. It's only 2 hours, boys, with commercials. You don't have that much time you have to fill. I simply said yesterday that with his contract not being extended, if he doesn't get back on the field, if Nick keeps the job the rest of the season, Mitch is going to be playing somewhere else next year. I don't think that that's like advanced geometry there. I don't think it's some high-level MIT course. Maybe for the guys in the afternoon it is, but it's just not that difficult a concept.
His own show played the breaking news sounder during it yesterday that we're, that MIT, like, it, we're poking fun at a guy who is wrong about his opinion. That's what this is, right? Do I have this right? This is sports.
Yeah.
That we all make stupid, stupid mistakes. We all make stupid opinions. Mm-hmm. You know, other people just start shouting out, relax, at you when you want to rant about the Cubs in 2018, and you have to be hit over the head for 2 years until you finally start bitching about their offense. Either that you were hit over the head for 2 years about the bad offense, and you finally came around, or perhaps you're no longer the voice of the Cubs in the pre- and the post-game show, and now you could finally criticize them because you're not being paid to not go off on them. I'm not sure which.
How long were your ears on fire today?
Because there's more. There's more.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's more.
So that's good. Let's go.
Here's how this segment ended. So this is all from, this audio is all from the opening segment this morning.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. This is how the segment ended before they went to their first commercial break.
Nick Foles is a more polished understanding of the offense. Nick Foles might be better in terms of being a great face talking about your team and your leadership and all that, a calming press. Right. But in terms of raw performance on the field, Nick Foles has looked like garbage. I hope he's great on Monday night. Anyway, we'll get into this. Is Mitch a bust? I clarify my thoughts for you. So, again, Waddle, Sylvie, get a legal pad. We'll plan your show. Here's what we'll do in the 2 o'clock hour. You can respond. In the 3 o'clock hour, we can let you do something else. 4 o'clock hour, we'll make sure you got 40 minutes of audio so you don't have to talk much.
Oh.
How about that?
Did you guys grow up playing pickup basketball?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether
not
it's at the Y,
at
a playground, right, Abdallah, you're not very well.
Yeah, Abdallah sucks. No, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But we all have this buddy, right, during pickup basketball, who when he does finally make a good play, who likes to talk smack, right? He finally makes a layup. Maybe make a mid-range jumper, 12 feet, something like that, and he's talking all the way back, right? And the rest of the game, he's chirping. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Bark, bark, bark. Bark, 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 bark. Bark, 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 bark. And then after you get back at them and you want to talk a little smack, they take their ball and go home, right? The guy who loves the yap is usually the guy who can't handle the trash talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's more.
We all
too.
Have that friend,
there's
right?
There's more. There's more.
Oh, there's more stuff?
Oh, there's more. There's more. There's more. There's more.
Oh, it's nice.
I believe there's more from... Now, when Hood does it, it's all in good-natured fun, right? Because we know...
Oh, no, I got something for him next.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. All right. We'll be back.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No.
But there is more. There's more. I believe it includes someone defending you as well, Sylvie. I believe it does. Hmm.
So should we play this next, too? And then we got our top 20 Bears of the last 50 years, and then we'll get into some baseball for those people who love baseball. Are the Sox really interested in Tony La Russa, or is this just a favor? And the Cubs' future, is Thiel leaving this year? We've got Tim Kirchen coming up at 3.
This hour is brought to you by your Chicagoland Acura dealers. Visit any of the 11 Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers today or learn more about the Acura MDX at ChicagoAcuraDealers.com.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. ESPN 1000 and the Waddle and Sylvie Show present the countdown of the 20 greatest Chicago Bears players of the last 50 years.
Dick Butkus was pretty scary, huh?
Here he is, galloping Gale, carrying the mail.
The best is yet to come, it really is.
Mike Ditka's NFC champions were as bold on offense as they were on defense in this title game. As McMahon rifled a deep pass from his own end zone.
Quick pitch to Walter, looking for the record, cuts back, he's got it!
Pass is intercepted by that guy, Brian Urlacher.
Hester's gonna take it all the way for a touchdown!
Presented by Great Clips.
Mom always said, have a heart. Visit any Great Clips location in Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. Support the local Ronald McDonald House. Buy a heart. Get a coupon for your next haircut. Give families the comfort and care that the local Ronald McDonald House provide. Donate today. Great Clips. It's going to be great. All salons are independently owned and operated. Contact your local salon for specific safety measures.
The countdown continues with the 15th greatest Bears player of the last 50 years.
Go Bears!
It's been a lot of fun, and don't forget you can get the recap of all the ones that you may have missed on our Instagram page. It's ESPN_Chicago. Can follow me on Instagram as well, Mark, middle initial A, Silverman, and Mark is spelled M-A-R-C. So check us out on Instagram. We're up to number 15. Gary Fencek is where it's at, the hard-hitting, intercepting safety of the Chicago Bears. He won the Super Bowl the 85 season. This is a guy who made all-pro teams. This is a guy who made Pro Bowls. This is a guy who had the interception record for the Bears and just was all-around awesome. You never knew that a guy from Yale that smart could be that good. This is a guy in the mid-70s who was drafted in round 10. Pick two. They don't even have that many rounds anymore, boys.
You know, when you look up Gary Fencek, when you Google Gary Fencek, it shows you a bunch of pictures of him. One of them is his GQ cover, and under his name, it doesn't say football player or former football player. It says American executive.
Yeah,
that's the real Gary. Like, that's not another Gary Fencek. That's the same Gary Fencek.
Yeah, sure, yeah, because he makes money. Because he's smart. Gary Fencek, two things about Gary Fencek. Once I waited in a long line in Blockbuster Video, the old Blockbusters. Remember this is when Blockbuster was new too, and it was the spot to be at. Gary Fencek had an appearance at a Blockbuster Video right near Old Orchard Mall off of Skokie Boulevard. And I must have waited in a line for 45 minutes to take a picture and get a Gary Fencek autograph. And then, back in the day, when the Bulls were good, I had a guy behind me spill beer on me. And when I turned around, do you know who it was spilling beer on me?
Gary Fencik. Whoa, you had better seats than Gary Fencik?
It was a row in front of Gary Fencik.
Look at that. Look at that. Gary Fencik not only spilling beer, intercepting football, he's also intercepting those checks these days.
And Waddle will tell you he's one of the greatest guys there is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gary Fencik, number 15. Check it out again. ESPN underscore Chicago on the Instagram page as we continue to count down. Remember, these are of the last 50 years, the modern era from 70 to 20. And we'll do number 14 coming up on Tuesday. It's every Tuesday and Thursday. Caller number 20 right now will win a gift card to Great Clips. And thank you to our great partners at Great Clips for continuing to sponsor these lists and give away great stuff. 312-332-3776 for the $50 gift card to Great Clips right now. All right, well, we got Kirchin coming up, but let's we got a game for later too. The Cap is programmed for us.
He made us a game.
Wow. Yes.
Okay.
We've all come up with a game today that we're going to play, but what else do we have left to play from this morning that we may have missed?
Yeah, because Cap's only angle today was that he is programming our show for us. So this is from later on in the show, because he kept repeating himself. It's the only thing he kept saying, right? Like, two guys in Liberal, they got 2 hours, can't program their show, even though last night we didn't talk about him. And then Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 6, all we do is talk about his show. Okay, all right, whatever. So here is Jonathan Hood as they come back from break, because, again, Cap's only angle today is that he is programming our show for us. Let's go to Jonathan Hood earlier today.
Day 35 in the great city of Chicago. Zetterman, Meller, Strauss, Hood, Kaplan. We are here every weekday from 7 until 10.
So it's a new half hour and a new page on the yellow pad for Sylvie.
Yep.
As he goes to another page now.
If he'd get out of the bunker, I could leave it in his mailbox.
He does not like the bunker comment. I've already heard from him.
Oh, no.
I mean, the guy is in remission from cancer.
God bless him.
He's immunosuppressed right now. It's not safe for him to come in this building, and you want to give him a little ribbing for that.
He's what, did you say?
In remission from cancer?
No, what was it? What?
Immunocompromised?
Immunocompromised.
Oh.
His immune system's compromised. Immunocompromised.
Oh, okay.
And Cap's busting his chops because he's not prancing around the studio with the likes of our sales staff here, who I'm scared of.
Wow. Next half hour. 8:30. And then they take calls. And then 9 o'clock, they do another segment. Then Mallory comes on. I'm ready. Get me another legal pad! What did they do the last 45 minutes?
And then they do crosstalk, and then Hoodie says, Carmen Yurko, bop, bop, and then the next page, bop, bop.
Oh, my God.
Then Carm says...
Did you catch that, Sylvie? Did you hear that?
Oh, the laugh? It sounds like something, doesn't that? I can't place it.
I that's weird. I heard.
That sounds familiar, right? Huh. Doesn't that sound like something? That sounds like something.
Listen in close, everybody. What does that sound like? What are you driving around, you're listening to the program. What does this sound like?
Oh, man, that sounds weirdly familiar.
Wait a minute.
I can't write. Can you guys place it? What?
Does it? Do you guys think it sounds like this?
Whoa.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Mind blown.
Wait a minute. Compare the two.
Mind blown.
Those sounded the same to me. Was that from the show? That wasn't a sound effect, was that?
No,
Sylvie,
hold on.
That was the banned piece of audio from Cap and Company.
Play them together. Not at the same time. Play one, then the other. Don't tell me which is which. Play one, then the other.
That's from the show with Hoodie today.
Yeah, that's Cap laughing,
when
right?
Cap was cackling,
No,
right?
No. I'll play. Here. This is Cap laughing.
No, that's the band audio from his show.
That's the dolphin sound.
Huh. Yeah, that he wouldn't let you play.
That's the dolphin sound.
That's the one when he would go from one opinion to the next and not know where he ended up.
I was told off the air to never play that again.
Hold on. Play the dolphin again. Just one more time. Play the dolphin again.
I think this. Yeah, this is it, right?
Oh, that's Cap.
Okay, now play the laugh.
Dolphin.
I don't know. Huh. I mean, yeah, they sound. That's the same to me. That's the same to me.
That's tough.
We might need some help later on. We might need some help later on.
Do you know why I'm not going after Hoodie? Because that was spot on, and it was true, and we can all laugh at ourselves, except for one guy at the radio station.
Oh, why are you playing the dolphin again?
We're back in 2 minutes to talk baseball.